human error. It's just not a human error. It's just that it's more variable in the hand, than machine math. Not just standard. Now, machine math, on the other hand, there's no question somebody's there. There's some piece of dough. The guy was sitting with his air pump. I would have hand mats over regular machine mats at any time. But I think the debatable, what's more questionable, is the 18-minute machine mats. 18-minute machine mats means that they're not just waiting on him to go like this. It's overnight. We were not there when they're closing up tonight at 7 o'clock or 9 o'clock. So then, presumably, they do a very thorough cleaning with the motor parts running. He's going to face his hand caught. Then they assume do a very good cleaning, and then it stays overnight. And then the first run tomorrow morning should be on a completely clean system. If you want to check that out, go there at either late 9 o'clock tonight or today clean, or tomorrow 7 o'clock in the morning, and tell me. But I think it's going to be good. So therefore, it seems to me that if you want to have machine matzahs, as we read it yesterday in the Sefer Matzahs Mitzvah, kol echad yedakdek, take the first 18 minutes. But otherwise, you're probably relying on bittul here and there. Bittul before Pesach, that's welcome. But I repeat again. But let's say you're in someone else's house, and some of you plain strikes matzahs, I would eat it without blinking. Matzah kosher. That's what I think. From mohidurim, so either you take the 18-minute matzahs, either from strikes or from Manashevitz, or in Eretz Yisrael, they said they only make 18 minutes, or get hand matzah. The thinner the better. We know Tzelem Pup is very thin. There are watches there, which is part of the time. I would buy his matzahs.
It doesn't bake through the thick ones,
so no, he's not saying that. He's saying that, well, in a chatz shot, no one's saying it's chomets. Probably, we don't use the word chomets. This I'm not sure it's chomets. But it's better, the thinner it is, the less chance of anything in between that may not be baked through. By definition. That's one of the reasons why it's thinner the better. Right? We saw it yesterday.
And what was he talking about, the Shehiyas, that even the Rush holds that it might not take a look.
I'll show you what it means. We saw it this year, we discussed it together. Before we get to Tav Pei Vav, since we asked that question, let's take back. Tav Nun Tes. This is the Rush. Two of the Rushes. Tav Nun Tes, the Shulchan Aruch Siv Bei, the top line of page 112 in the Standard Mishnah Berurah. The Achash and his Asku Babotzek, the Shanan Viadayim, Ibi Anichu, Belo Esek, Miyad Yachmetz. Miyad. What's Miyad mean? So Mishnah Berurah writes, that's all we saw. The old Achash Aruchu and Riddu Amatzah. What's Aruchu? What's Chazik? What's Aruchu mean? What's Riddu mean? We saw what didn't happen today. What's Aruchu mean?
Flat.
What's Riddu mean? Huh? Right, make the holes, right? That's what it means. Umanichem also say menachem. No, take that back. Aruchu is kneading it. Riddu is flattening it. And the menachem is making holes. We saw all three today.
Separating into individual. Because what's the lisha? That's the whole point of what's the 18-minute shear for, unless it's after the water is already mixed with the flour.
Right. So all he's saying is taking the blob and making it into a separate.
So even the Rosh agrees that the original lisha is 18 minutes. Otherwise, there's no
job.
The shear 2 minutes.
Uh huh. Okay. Good. Right. In other words, what Yaakov is saying is the original. We saw that guy there. The guy was standing there. Let's chazer again. One guy poured the water into the flour. Right. Then they gave it to a guy who was just shaking it and moving it around. And then they gave it, he was throwing those balls, he was throwing it to those other five guys. So the original guy was the lush. Those five guys, what were they doing? They were, that's called Oruch. And then another guys were flattening him. That's called the Merad.
They weren't really doing Oruch. They were making it smooth, but it wasn't very flat. It was like a big blob still.
No, that's right. That's the Oruch. In other words, we're saying like this. The first guy is the lush. He took the flour and water and mixed it. Then he, right? Yeah, he threw it to the five guys. Big blobs. And then they were...
That's not Lisha still?
That's called Aricha, we're assuming. Then the next guys were against the far wall. Two guys opposite each other. That's called the Redida. That's flattening it. And then they gave it to a guy who went... That's the Menachem. They made the holes. Then they put it in the oven. It was the Ofer. The Ofer was the biggest star. It was the superstar. You saw that? As we said, the Makel. And then he had the Marda, which is metal at the edge and wood, exactly as we saw yesterday. They did it exactly as we predict, as predicted. We saw this far. Anyway, so what does it say over here? He's saying, what gets it hot? The combination of Lisha, Richa, and Ridud, all three make it hot. Okay? All the men is wrong with that kolkach. But it doesn't say it has to be miyad at the very beginning. Of course, it takes time to do the Lisha, Richa, and Ridud, as you said before. Evsha, the miyad, the ka'omar, and machadolav dafka. But Salama Shir Muat. Try to avoid even a rega. It was so good. It was very quick. We saw
They're definitely lying around for
a mashu.
A while. But
That's a short while.
But I just don't know why. Rabbi Wilcher said that masses have never been made without any shiva. I really don't understand why that's necessarily true. We have a very tiny operation. Two masses reach the ofa. You can do it mamish without any shiva whatsoever.
As we said, the chabura matzahs, they're less, so they do this fewer people.
But you should say that pshat in the rush couldn't be that he really means miyad because.
No, not that it couldn't be. That doesn't mean, because he said if you look at this Chumash Rosh, look it up. Klal Yudal, Chumash Rosh, the rush would do the Lisha here and do the Afiyah down the block.
That's the Ramban, the Rosh should say that. Look
it up.
In
Simandal
in
Chumash
Rosh, it doesn't.
Klal Yudal, not there. They may mix up the Rosh now. Yes, sir.
When they were making the matzah, some of them in the hand bake, some of them the dough had holes in it. So, I don't mean
from all the dough holes.
I don't mean from the banaka. I mean like because some of the dough ripped or something. So when they bake it and there's still a hole in it, it didn't break off. But that's how it was just made. Is that a problem?
Sounds good to me. The only problem is that we saw mamish things pulled apart.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. It's pulling apart. You pulled it apart. Wow, scary.
That's okay.
What question? Why the fun chut in the shop? Was it really chut? I don't think it was chutin. But still scary. I put such a hot oven. Above side, let's turn our attention now to the topic of today, which is the Shir Matzah. Simon Tov Pei Vav, please. Tomorrow I'll talk a little about the Pulis and Kuchas. And now that we saw it, we'll be able to analyze a little bit better. Shir Kazayis. Yesh Orim Dehavik Echatzi Beitza. Okay? For the text, look in the you look in the Berhate, start there. I'm going to raw mechweir davi pochos ma'ach mechati beitza ayin shal. We'll see soon. Okay, mechweir pruichotch. Okay, that's what it says. Mishnah Berurah, chati beitza beinanis im klipasa. Whoa. Who has a star in his Mishnah Berurah? No one has a star? Nobody? Chazanish, the one that Mishnah Chazanish, no one has that version? Chazanish thinks it's impossible. There's no one holds this one. No one holds this one. We'll see later. Das Rambam, the Kazayas, who Kishlish Beitza. I'm going to have Rambam, Bira Gwam, Ashkosu, we'll see soon. When you Dina, the mitzvah d'oraisa, the mitzvah said achilas matzah, yesh la'achol lechol al kaponim kachati beitza. Racket, lo, shulchol, the koshbo, lechol kachati beitza, yochol lismoch al rambam. More different. Birchas amozen, shu de resova bekazayis, a brocha chrono, sofek brochas lahokil, lo yavorach at sheyeda, shochol kachati beitza. What's going on? No bracha chrona al amichya, no man benchim ve'ed achati beit. Ulechatchila nochol izor sholachas asam b'savik brachas. Either v'yochol kachati beitza, that's one extreme. O pochas harbe mishlish beit. Why pochas harbe? How pochas harbe is pochas harbe? And he is daiti, nirin. V'nochol lechatchila shochol kabeitza pas. Whee! Otherwise, the pram brachol levatala and the tilas yadayim. Some posts say that you can bait. Ata nals in your name. Da. Masha kotzim and mechaba kazay tchati beitza. Lav milzot psikti is my name. Why? The yesh meakon and shochichu. Dalit. Slach. The psochem. It's a typo. What do you have? Daf what? What do you have in your bottom?
Daf kuf tes.
Kuf tes. It's a typo. Oh, they fixed it. Kuf tes zayin. Kuf tes vav. in Chasam Sof. I once had a fasting schus to help out one of the Gedolim, a Fivel Kohen Shlita. I wanted to visit him about something or other. I forgot what it was. I just don't remember what it was. I left a piece of paper in his house when I stayed. So he writes me back. He left his paper. He sends it back to my house. He says, by the way, at the bottom, I can't find the Slachim Pesachim Kuftes. Where is it? I called him up. He says, not Kuftes, it's Kuftes Zayin. It's not it's in the Kuftes. It's in the mission later on. So I helped out another Gadol. My contribution to one of his farm, maybe, is I told him that it was not Kuftes. It's Kuftes Vav Zayin. Good. What did Slach do? The Tzlach took the Shia Mikvah. Chazal gave the Shia Mikvah in two different ways. Our boy saw. Okay, our boss, let's count. We should see with a pen and paper. I don't know how to stop in front of you. You have your Tzlach in the quotes?
No.
Well, that's for our own benefit, our own edification. Take a pen.
They have it on the.
But I want to do what I want to do myself before we get to the computer stuff. Let's do it ourselves. What's a Shia of a Mikvah? Everyone take a pen and paper. A shear what is 40 saw. I remember I want to use the Asklav Godo system. Remember that? Write that Asklav Godo. You gotta get this thing down flat. Godo. What's a saw? A saw is 6 times 4 times 6 beitz. What is 6 times 4 times 6? What is it?
I think it's
144. So 144 beitz. Is a saw. You mean? You need 40 saw for a mikvah. Multiply 144 times 4. That's how many eggs you need for a mikvah. So what's the shear? 4 times 4 is 16 times 4 is 17. 2760? Is that correct? I want to make check me out. Is that correct? 276 beitzim. 5. Oh, excuse me, 5. That's pretty off by human error. Talk about human error, and then hand-baked matzahs. Can't trust me, it's over by mere 3,000. Okay, 5760 eggs will make a mix. Okay, that's one sheep. Abomsa, there's another sheep. What's that? Amma by 3 hours. Correct? Amma by 3 amas. Okay. Well, here's a big question. What's an amma? So the tzlach made a calculation that an amma is 24 egodo. Where'd that come from? So we know that an amma is 6 tov. Okay? 6 tov. There's also an amma bas chamish tov. You look at the Mishnah. But the amma, the classical amma, is an amma of 6 tefach. Each tefach is supposed to leave, based on the Chazal, arba egodlin. A godl is the, presumably, the width of a thumb. Not the way you measure it, that's part of the tumor. Let's see what you measure over here. So you made a calculation. Let's do a little bit of arithmetic. So it's supposed to be amma. What's an amma, Rabbi Osai? An amma is, you said, is how many egodlin?
24.
Times how much? By Amma, another 24. I've also got the calculators. What's 24 times 24?
576.
Why is it
24 times 24? Should be 24 times 6.
No, Amma, we're measuring a golden now.
576.
Why am I so far off? 24. How did I get this all wrong?
It's 96 and 480.
I'm sorry. In the human error. Thank you. 576 times 72 ago, right? 72 ago. So 576 times 72. Let's figure this one out. 41,472. 41 472. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I must have made a mistake. So I'm a little, okay. I was pretty close. Oh my. Good. So 41472, a golden
cube
is supposed to equal 5760 kibbutz. Okay? He measured the kibbutz. He measured the stones. And he came out by off by a factor of 2 to 1. Not off by a factor of 2 to 1. A little bit scary. A little bit scary. 2 to 1. Right? 2 to 1.
2 gold ones.
So the question becomes, what happened over here? What happened? See, one of two things happened. Thumbs got bigger or eggs got smaller. He postulated that eggs got smaller. Eggs got smaller. And if you have to follow the egg of the Chazal, you have to double all the shir. A kibbutz is really 2 kibbutz. That's in Mishnah Berurah. Take a look. The beitz of Amitzuyim is my name and is Scott no Harbe at the Mechta Mikafisha of the Meyom Makamonin, Shemam Shiru Chachamim. Well, if you said, Bechol Mokam Shashiru, Kechati Beitz of Torah Lushab, Mikabeitz of Izmanenu. Ayin Shari Tshuva, for the Rice is Ramah. We hold this way, the Rabbanans, we don't hold this way. Wow. So we have in two easy steps, we got from a kazayas to a kibbutz. The first step is that a kazayas is half a kibbutz. We'll see soon. And the second is that a kibbutz is Chazal's double what a kibbutz is today. Huh. Amazing. How big is the kibbutz, Rabbi Osai? How kibbutz? How big are they? You ever check it? Ever think about how big it is?
With the different sizes.
Of course. What are the? Who can rattle off the different sizes of eggs you can buy in the supermarket?
Large,
extra large,
jumbo.
And there's something called, I think, called medium. There's no small. No one sells small. That means it's a small. No, no small. Medium, large.
It doesn't even exist. I think they
just
use it.
You can buy small eggs, yeah?
I think they're using commercial production on them.
Okay. Of course it exists, but anyway, it doesn't look good. Just buy it. It doesn't sell it. But it was regular, maybe?
I think they even sell medium. I think large is.
No, it's not medium. Even medium has no plan. So it's large, extra large, and jumbo. I don't know. We should go on the internet. What do they say the average size of an egg is? Volume.
What's the name talking about chicken eggs?
Chicken, I'm talking about chicken eggs.
Why would Chazal be talking about chicken eggs? Just as
bits? Yeah, average egg always meant the chicken egg. What came first, the chicken or the egg? That's the basis of time it goes.
I was speaking to someone in the OU last night. He mentioned that he thinks that Chazal had the product of our large eggs is genetic engineering. Like they crossbred the right chickens to make them bigger.
Maybe, but the Tzlach had lived in Prague a long time before genetic engineering.
That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says, though.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't the Aruch HaShulchan say that they were crossbreeding of chickens to make different egg sizes?
So our eggs are bigger than their eggs. So he says our eggs are smaller than their eggs. So something is you're going the wrong direction. Well, you're not helping me. Bottom line is, from whatever I can determine, the average egg, let's think metric, the average egg is 50 cc's. 50 cc's, anyone know what that means? A cubic centimeter. We always mention things in fluid ounces. A fluid ounce is, you should have conversion tables. Do you have in your, what's a fluid ounce? About 30 cc's. About. It's an approximation.
I just found 53 cc's.
What is it?
53 for the egg, volume of the egg.
So oh, 53, I say it's bigger than 50. Wow, they hear what's going on. I always thought it was 50 cc's. It's 53 cc's.
Because they got bigger now.
Really? Is that 3 years?
I think so. I'm Niles for years.
Yeah, because the one they tell my reliable people say it's 50 cc's. The meter submission at The meters, the shiurei Torah says 49 point something to a whole bunch of decimal points, cc's.
It says that's 1 point, it's a little less than 1.7 for them.
I can't do the arithmetic. A little less than 1.7. 1.7 fluid ounces.
A little less. 1.69.
I'm saying, so what's that in, what's that in the cc's?
No. I converted the cc's.
Is it between 50 and 53 cc's? Good. So now what's the revius? Let's discuss first the revius. The first shiur you have to know for Pesach is the shiur, the kiddush cup. Kadesh Urchat comes first before matzah. Revius is a beitza or machzah. So what's a beitza or machzah? I thought it was 75 cc's. Sounds one there, it's easy to figure. 75. Then it says 53 you went up to. Okay, so it's 53. What's 53 times one? What's half of 53? 26 and a half? 80 cc's it really needs. 80 cc's. Someone wants to get me a cup of 80 cc's. Someone came to me. There wasn't none in this room. You want to buy me? You guessed it. That's what I got 80. I thought it was 75. That's what I got 50. Good. 53 is even better. If I said all you need for your reviews is 80 cc's. What's 80 cc's? It's 2 2/3 ounces approximately. That's all it is. You don't need more than that. Yes, it's true. According to the slach, you have to double it. Double it. You know, 160 cc's. And the chazish wanted 150. Yeah, they it's a slightly smaller.
It's a little bit less, so he didn't double it completely, and he also made a slightly smaller share for aggravates. But the chazish said, really, Chazanish is like a little bit over 140.
Okay, but they had a gematria of 150. Kos Hagum. That's the gematria, right? That was a response to Avram Chaim Noah. He said he didn't double it. He had a bit of an egg. His egg was 857.6. What kind of eggs he had in Yerushalayim. And therefore, he said for Revius, you have to have 86 cc, gematria kos. You can't make that up. Gematria kos. Isn't that beautiful? So they were inspired. Kos hogum. And I say, I'm even less than kos. Kos. Right? 80. Kos pilpuli. Sach. Sach hakol. Sach. The amount is 80. I like that. The gematria. Sach. So you're going to be making on your cups, and don't forget these huge cups. Yes?
Why are we basing everything off of eggs when there's so many other things?
There's no other way to get a revius but through an egg. No other way. That's the only way. Beitza or matzah. For revius, not up to the matzah yet. So we're just talking about the wine. We'll come to the matzah.
So the Gemara also gives a share in.
Huh?
The Gemara also gives a share in, I suppose.
Revius. Well, that's part of the problem. That's part of the slack's problem.
I mean, I'm saying.
But it's also called the beitza matzah. You know what? It's a very fundamental question. When the Gemara gives two shiurim, what's the real shiur? And what's the approximation? Nafkamina, they no longer jive. They're off by 2 to 1. What's important to know, what's the real shiur? It's very possible that the real shiur in mikveh is amal, amal, gimel, amas. Because after all, that's what's based on. Surachas is called Besara, it's a human figure. Whereas when it comes to revius proper, it's very likely that the real shiur is a beit zomatz. And then the golden only a comparison. So it's kind of an inconsistency. When it comes to mikveh, we have to be very machmir. When it comes to revius, it's very mekel. It won't be the right ratio because of what we just said now. Okay. I can accept that. Okay, I'm going to say this all, but you asked a different question. Why are you mixing up apples and oranges? Why are you mixing up olives and eggs? Why are you making this comparison? Just to get an olive and see what an olive looks like. What is going on over here? Yes?
Rabbi said that for mikveh we'll follow the shear of amal amal, and for masa we'll follow the shear of the...
For revius of yayin, for kiddush, you follow the kibetza umat.
What about when it comes to...
They won't be consistent with the shear that...
What about when it comes to
Achilles
Matzah?
Oh, coming to that. Why Mr. Mechaber say Shia Kazai, some say it's a Chatzi Beis? Just look at an olive. In the Rambam, you'll never see this line. Never. Why is that so? So the first should point out that when the Baal HaTosfos lived, there were no olives. They didn't grow there. We'll discuss next week. There was also no lettuce. Didn't grow there. Didn't grow. Still doesn't grow there. It's too cold. No lettuce and no olives. No lettuce, that's the wild ideas about Moro, which we'll get to next week. And no olives, that's the pretty wild ideas about Kazayas Matzah. They, based on Talmudic, which we'll see soon, they compared it to eggs. And the highest possible comparison is a half, or a little bit less than a half, of a kibetza. The Mishnah Berurah says, with the klipa and the chazash of chas v'shalom, there's nobody holds that way without the klipa. If it's a third, it's with the klipa. If it's a half, it's without the klipa. It sounds arbitrary, we'll see soon. With me so far? So let's assume you want to do a straightforward kazayas matzah. How many cc's is a kazayas? Go on the internet, look up olive, and ask, look for the size of an olive. And what does it say for the size of an olive?
Volume.
Volume size, of course. What's the volume size of the average olive? What's state in the computer? We'll be patient, we'll wait. Yes?
Now, I'm just the difference of whether the shear is, the vector shear is on or the base head, but either way, you still see that the base is off. It should be near the same shear.
No, I understand. So the Slacha says that something changed. If it changes, I'm assuming for the moment you should follow the present day shear, the average person's Amma today, because that's the Ikra shear. Had it been a base, if I would have said you'd follow the base of today. Even if the Slacha is right, that the Beitzim change size, if the Iker Shear is Kebetza, we should still follow today's Shear.
Wow.
Because it's Kebetza.
But even if we don't, it doesn't matter.
The Chol Dar V'Dar. The Tzlach says the eggs got smaller, we should double the size of a mikvah because of the Amma, but he's extended it to double the size of the Revias too, which is questionable twice over. Are it's facts, right? All the Mepharshim say the facts are wrong. They saw eggs from 2,000 years ago and in Atikot, they're the same size as today. And number two, even the facts are right that the eggs are now smaller, we should follow today's smaller eggs anyway. There are two kashas against the tzlach. Lou, what's my halachic is my olive?
I think it's just great. Could it be grams?
Grams is weight, obviously.
Grams, yeah.
But it's right. Density of order.
Nothing I found there.
Nothing in terms of size.
It says an average olive is around 3 to 4 cubic centimeters.
There you go.
But the halachic olives are much larger.
Who are you quoting?
website.
Website. You're quoting a halachic website. I wanted a website from some goyim.
Where's the halachic olives?
Okay, here we heard that the claim made that the average olive is between 3 and 4 cc's. Those are pretty small olives. There is a beautiful saying called the Midas Yeshua Torah. He felt that you should be machmir from bigger olives, which are 7.5 cc's. That's as big as it gets. I should say as big as it gets. That's what he thinks. Yes, he knows. If you look in Tchumen, volume Yud, he has a shear of 3-4 cc's. And Rabbi Banish from Bnei Brak, who will be the Shura Torah, he wants for a shear of 7.5 cc's. But what is the kazayas of a chatzik beitza? What does that translate into? So I'm going to just, and although we have it, the eggs have gotten somewhat bigger, according to Yaakov, they're 53, I'll take 50, just in order to make it even it out. That's what the Sfarim say, 50. You do your own experiments about what they are over here, around here. 50 cc's. So now, I'm assuming for the moment that the Mishnah Berurah is incorrect and the Chazanish is correct. Namely, you make the kazayas belikli pasa. We'll see later the Chashbonis. Has to be belikli pasa. It's based upon base abliyah. So it's kind of base abliyah mazik. who is an egg with a shell? Hope nobody. So it's completely possible. So measurements were done. Again, we'll see some wild things that today or tomorrow the grow something which is so not grow-like. People sort of stuck trying to put a round peg in a square hole. So you get what a wild idea. But in point of fact, Rabbi Banish did his own experiments, and he said somebody else did the same, got the same exact conclusion. Namely, that a kibetza belikli pasa. What does that mean? You measure it Archimedes' principle. First, you have the water displaced in the shell, remove the shell, put the shell in the garbage, and throw that soft, raw egg, and let it displace water as well. It'll be only 90% of the original cell. So in other words, assuming that 50 cc's is a kibetza bikli pasa, 45 cc's is the kibetza belikli pasul. On that basis, Rav Osai, you have to have 22.5 cc's if you want to have a kazayis being a chatzi kibetza. Again, assuming that the kibetza is 50 and not 53. That being the case, remarkably, just how does it work out? The 22 and a half, which you're permitted to be yotzi with, if you're assuming a linkage of a kazayis as a chatzi kibetza, is exactly three times as much as the 7.5 that we said earlier you should use if you want to have what we call a kazayis shebizmanenu. Yes, it's true, you can have half of that, 3.75, according to some of the authorities on the halachic page that Shlomo saw, but that's already pushing it. Let's not push the envelope too far. As it is, we're reducing it to 1/3 of the smallest shear based on Shulchan Aruch. And if you want to be more makel, even 1/6, based on the present alas that people seem to be finding today, which are even small. And that's it. Now I have to figure these things out, where these numbers come from. And then we try to figure out tomorrow, what percentage of a matzah is that? So obviously when it comes to a hand matzah, we can only estimate. But apparently, that's why I asked him, he said that 15 in every strikes matzah, he thinks in Eretz Yisrael, well, it's 14 to a pound. That's what did he say. Did I hear that correctly? So that means the average. Not Manashev. I didn't say Manashev.
I think
it's Manashev. It's 14 to a pound?
Yeah.
Really? Wow. Anyone own any Manashev's matzahs anywhere? No. No one has one. Okay, maybe I have one in the house. Okay. So that means the Manashev's matzah is somewhat bigger than the Stratz matzah.
He looks at that, they go over a little bit.
Because they always go look at their fare to be fined $1,000 if they're underweight. Good? Okay. Rav Osai. So we have to understand where all these things come from. So let's take a look. You're open, keep a good giving on the Magen Avraham. I have the Magen Avraham in my own regular Shulchan Aruch, but if you don't have it, we'll put on the Tzimut Tov Pei Vav Sif Aleph. It's the very beginning. It's before you get the force of cutting out. It's just the very, very beginning. So the Bhagavan begins by quoting the Gemara of Santa Croesus that Yudalim and Aleph. Okay? And they're both comparable to what we call a koseves. What's a koseves?
A
date. Koseves agasa. Big day, huge day. Koseves have a base zaysim. Increases, supposedly says, you have to check every source up if you have a chance, and a koseves is two zaysim. But in Tuf Reshit Beis, Hillel Yom Kippur, it says, koseves is less than a base. What happened? Not Sukkot now, before Sukkot now. It's the prelude. Be able to get up before that. There it is. That all I want to learn today with you is these few lines. You only have another 7 minutes. You don't have to learn only another 5 lines. That's 5 lines in 7 minutes. Shouldn't be too hard. Bekrisis Yudalit Kosevis is Beis Zaysi. Okay? Simitari Abelos Yom Kippur Isa. The Kosevis have a Pachos Mika Beitza. Alright? You with me now? Kosevis is 2 Zaysi. And Kosevis is less than a Beitza. Im Kain, Kazayas have pochos ma'at mi chatzi beitza. Is this math intact?
Yeah.
Right? Let's do the math. So the Kazayas is a little bit less than chatzi beitza. V'chein hilim v'ishim ha'ashe kasadim v'sim en shin samaches v'chim gimel grogos have shlish beitza. Okay, now catch this now. A grogos is a third of a beitza. The Rambam. Ulahayesh omrim have a dalit shi'is beitza, 4 nights, based on a sukkim asepta erim. Ramino and the perka matznia and Shabbos tzadi aleph, I think the grogros godol mikazayis. A grogros is greater than the kazayis. In Cain, zayis al kolponim pochos mi chazi beitza. Ela lo dok, ulechum lo dok. They said that you should have a kazayis, which is chatzi beitza. It's a little more than you need. You don't really need so much. You don't need so much. A little bit less will also do the trick. Will also do the trick. Fine. Atkan, part one. In Shamili, Tzorach Lidaktik B'dov. So far. Part two. Miu Kasha. Barmina Vikrisus Shom. Ein Beis Abliya Machzik Yosef Mishnei Zaysen. Okay? A Beis Abliya cannot hold more than what? More than two Beis, than two Zaysen. That's no good, right? He just proved the what? What did he just prove? That a kazayis is what? Less than a half of a kibetz. And here it says what? That what? That, what does it say? What does it say? Beis ablia increases, it says what? Is mafzik more than two zeis. And here it says beis ablia mafzik yosef mikibetz. So something is amiss. Gimel Zaysim Eno Mavzik. What does that mean? Doesn't say, means doesn't fit more than two full Zaysim. But you better believe it's going to fit more than two Zaysim. You know why? Because it fits a Kabetza. And a Kabetza, we just got through saying, is a bit more than two Zaysim. A Zays is not exactly a Chati Beitza. It's the Chumma Velodak. So far, Bosai, the first Chishon Baruch Avram. When the Gemara says that the basically this mouse of kibetza means kibetza, it says shnei zaysim means you cannot get three. So you can't get three zaysim into your throat at the same time. Fine. Mil the Rambam kosher. What do you mean? According to the Rambam, a kazayis is less than a shlish beitza, the gimel zaysim will have a kibetza. So why does the Gemara say the what? Why does the Gemara say the what? Ain based on the amounts of Yosef Mishnei Zaysim increases. What do you mean? All three go to the Rambam. But Sarach Lomar, Dahi the Perka Matznia, Marbik Zayas Kota, Vanan Zayas Beinani Beina. This is the most shver teretz you can possibly give. If you're assuming that there's a Gemara in Shas, and Shabbos Tzadi Aleph, that's trying to give you measurements in halachic terms, and chooses a kazayis, which is not the average one, which we don't use halacha, that's a little bit wild. How can the Gemara be talking about giving us halachic guidance if we're talking about a uniquely small zayis? So what are you talking about? This is a shver teretz. This is the teretz which is given by the Mogen Avraham, which I think is a very, very difficult answer. Very difficult answer. Very difficult. I read you the lashon of the Machta Shekel. Make some kind of comment here. So I got to show you one final point today, which the Machzis HaShekel quotes. It says, somebody asked me a question from the Mordechai Psachim. It's in the old print. I don't know if you can find this one now. Because the Mordechai in the back, open your Gemaras, the Mordechai in the back, It was an old print. It was the old Mordechai's. Nobody? No. Look at what they call over here. Lamed Ches Amud Gimel. The old print. Lamed Ches Amud Gimel. You see it? In the red page? He discusses there somewhere about the requirement to have three kazesim at the same time in your Beis Ablir. Whoa. How can it be? He's got to say, you can't have more than two kazesim. You can't have three full kazesim in your Beis Ablir at once. Where's this Mordechai? The Mordechai says about Korach. Korach is the what? Pesach, Matzah, Umoror, Kiechot. Kiechot. That's wild. In one shot. Those who want to see it. It's hard to tell you. It's page chaf. You know what? We're out of time. We'll start tomorrow with page chaf in the Mordechai. Thank you for the great chatzis shiur that we had. Tomorrow should be 11 o'clock.